You're listening to a podcast from Victory. To rejoice in the Lord means to find joy in the Lord over and over and over again. Learn more about this truth in week 4 of our series, Joyful.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're so happy that you could join us as we conclude our series entitled Joyful. So sana po maraming kinatutunan ng past weeks and hopefully your life is now indeed full of joy. Today, tutuloy po natin yan and let me ask you this question. Okay, have you ever been asked, okay, by someone when you were still a kid to do something that is impossible or something that sounds impossible? For example, na-try nyo na po bang gawin or inas kayo na gawin na sumigaw ng pabulong? Yes, you heard me right, sumigaw ng pabulong. Maybe if you're wondering, posible ba talaga yon? Yes, posible pong sumigaw ng pabulong. Ganito po yan. Pabulong! Ayan, what I just did is na sumigaw ng pabulong. I asked you that question or I showed you that illustration because similar po doon yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon sa preaching natin about joy. Because what we would see in Scripture, in the Scripture that we're gonna analyze today, is that God is asking us to do something that seems impossible. But actually, or in reality, it is very possible. And that's in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. So, labas nyo na po yung mga Bible nyo. We're gonna read the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It says there, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word is powerful. Your word is timely. Your word is for us. And I pray for the grace to not just understand your scripture, but the grace to fully apply it in our situations. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right? So in the scripture that we just read, it tells us that we are to have full joy, okay, in the Lord always. So we ask the question, is it really possible for us to be full of joy always? Kaya ba talaga yon sa lahat ng pagkakataon, sa lahat ng panahon? What does the Bible mean when it says we are to have full of joy always? Kailangan ba na sa lahat ng pagkakataon, lagi tayong nakasmile? Okay, bawal yung nakasimangot? Or kasalanan ba kapag feeling depressed tayo or kapag nalulungkot tayo in a given situation? Or kapag ka ba meron tayong pain and sorrow, are we supposed to deny it na hindi to, hindi ko nararamdaman to? Or just like what was said in that scripture, it is actually a command that was being given to us. So can I really command joy to come into my life or in my situation at any given situation? Pwede ko bang sabihin, ngayon, dapat joyful ako? Can it really be possible? Those are the questions that we want to answer as we understand this scripture. Now, for us to have an appreciation of this scripture, let me give you first a context or a background when it comes to this scripture. It is actually from the book of Philippians. And the book of Philippians is actually a letter written by the Apostle Paul for the church in Philippi. Yung church in Philippi, si Paul ang nag-church plant nun. Now, in this particular book or letter, Paul was talking about joy. Throughout the letters, ang daming mention of joy or rejoicing, yun yung theme nung letter niya. But what's so ironic about this letter is that when Paul talked about joy, he was actually writing this letter when he was in prison. So can you imagine that? You're talking about joy, yet there are challenges, difficulties, suffering that you're going through. Paul was simply saying to the church in Philippi, and I do believe God is saying that to us as well today, that no matter what we are going through, we can experience true and authentic joy. No matter what we are going through, we can experience true and authentic joy. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas once said, no person can live without joy. That is why someone deprived of spiritual joy goes after carnal pleasures. He's saying, lahat tayo gusto natin ng joy. Pero pag walang joy sa buhay natin, doon pinakamalakas ang temptation na gumawa ng mali, na gumawa ng kasalanan. Kaya nga, importante maintindihan natin that God wants us to have joy, full joy in our lives. Now, in the scripture that we read, it was said there that always be full of joy. So ano bang ibig sabihin nung part na yun that we are to have joy always? Kasi pag tinignan natin yung mga buhay natin, yung sitwasyon natin, pag sinabi mong always, ibig sabihin nun, sa lahat ng pagkakataon, sa lahat ng sitwasyon na meron tayo, and we both know, we all know na hindi yun ganun kadali. Kasi may mga sitwasyon tayo na mahirap magkaroon ng joy. Or situations where we would find ourselves na mukhang imposible magkaroon ng joy. For example, if you're a student and nag-aaral ka na nag-aaral, pinaghirapan mo yung akas mo only to find out na hindi ka pumasa sa subject na yon. Or probably hindi ka gagraduate. Or probably you are scheduled for an online report. And then at the day na magre-report ka, bumitaw ang internet mo. Ba, o kaya naman, pag tinignan mo yung everyday finances mo, wala kang baon. Kasi ano ka lang naman, yung classes mo nasa bahay. When you look at those situations as a student, pwede mo maisip, posible ba talagang magkaroon ng joy in this kind of situations or circumstances? When you look at your finances, maybe you see that the bills in your home is piling up, pero yung sweldo mo hindi humahabol. Hindi kaya na sweldo mong bayaran lahat ng mga to. Nandiyan na nga yung disconnection notice mo, yung kinakabahan ka na, nandiyan na ba yung puputol ng kuryente namin, yung puputol ng tubig namin? Or probably you are here and you're one of those people who got laid off in your job because of the pandemic, or yung business mo nalugi, nagsara na, dami mo ng utang, wala na, ubos na yung savings, and you're wondering, posible ba talaga na magkaroon ng joy even in these situations? When you look at your relationships, maybe for some of you, you're quite sad right now because you don't have friends. You got disconnected from them because of the pandemic. Or probably, isa kang tingin mo sa sarili mo, gusto mo talaga magkaroon ng relationship. Medyo may pagka-lover boy ang peg mo. Pero lagi ka namang busted. Or probably you're someone who's wishing na sana magka-relationship ka, pero, or magka-asawa ka na, pero for 50 years, wala ka pa rin asawa, single ka pa rin. Or naliligaw ka naman, nag-attempt kang maligaw, pero for some reason, laging ang nagugustuhan ng nililigawan mo, yung best friend mo. Or probably, you are here and you're dreaming of a family that is united, a family that is one, pero when you look at your family, there's so much conflict, there's so much tension, especially ngayon na nandun kayo sa bahay, sama-sama kayo, tapos meron pang mga hiwalayan. And you're saying, is it possible for me to have joy even in these situations? Or probably for some of you, your concern is about your health because you are sick and the doctors are telling you na walang lunas, wala pang gamot sa sakit mo. Nagka-COVID ka nitong 2020. Your family member got it as well. You're wondering, possible ba to? Or probably a loved one passed away. Di na kinaya ng health nila. Or probably when it comes to your walk with God, you're thinking, is it really possible for me to overcome this sin? I've been doing my best, I've been trying really hard, pero paulit-ulit lang, nagagawa ko pa rin yung kasalanan na yon. Talo pa rin ako. When I look at my life with my friends or with my family, there's so much persecution. They're calling me names. Tawag nila sa akin, born against. Or probably pag tinignan mo yung victory group mo, yun ang alang yung source of hope mo na feeling mo, I'm doing great, pero nalungkot ka kasi dahil sa pandemic, tatlo na lang ang nakakatin sa victory group mo other than you. Si God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So buti na lang kahit si God umaatin pa sa victory group mo, di ba? And you're wondering, is it really possible for me to have joy with these circumstances? Don't you think, won't you agree na imposible magkaroon ng joy kapag ganito yung pinagdadaanan mo? What does it mean when the Bible say, always be full of joy? Now, before we answer that question, there are several things that we need to understand first regarding being full of joy. Or when the Bible talks about this joy. When the Bible talks about this joy, it is not based on circumstances, but for all our circumstances. What do I mean? Ibig sabihin nun, hindi to apektado or hindi nakabase doon sa mga pangyari ganap sa buhay natin, pero yung joy na gusto ni God na meron tayo, magagamit natin or pwede nating makuha, ma-experience sa kahit anong sitwasyon, kahit anong pinagdadaanan natin. You know what? This is good news for you and for me. That this joy that God is talking about, this joy that God wants us to have, is not based on circumstances. Why? Because we cannot control our circumstances. Hindi natin kayang pigilan yung mga masamang bagay na pwede mangyari. Wala tayong magagawa on certain things na hindi natin hawak. But the good news is, even in those circumstances that we don't have control of, kahit pa pangit yung nangyayari, we can still have joy. We can always be full of joy. Another truth that we want to understand about this is that it is not about what we feel, but what we decide on. It's not about what we feel, but about what we decide on. Hindi ito tungkol sa feelings natin. And don't get me wrong, huh? I'm saying that it's not about our feelings, but it doesn't mean that we cannot express our feelings or emotions on those situations. Why? Because we will find ourselves in different circumstances or situations where it dictates a certain emotion. Sometimes yung emotion na kinukuha natin kinukuha nito sa atin, yung nakakainis, nakakalungkot, nakakawalang gana, different emotions coming from different situations and circumstances. But what we would see in Scripture is that even in those circumstances, we can still have joy. The Bible is still encouraging us, spurring us to have joy. In the book of Romans, Paul commands us to weep with those who are weeping, but still rejoice always. In the book of James, you would see that he was talking about the design, okay? Na lahat daw yung mga Kristiyano, lahat ng mga followers ni God, it's part of their design that they would mourn. But at the same time, there would always be joy in their lives. In the book of Hebrews, you would see that it would tell us that the discipline and trials are not that joyful for the moment. Hindi nakakatuwa. Hindi masaya. But afterwards, it would yield in us peaceful fruit of righteousness and even joy. Pwedeng mangyari na may pinagdadaanan tayo, may emotions tayo na hindi masaya, but still we can have joy. In fact, what we would see in Scripture is that even Jesus expressed his emotions. Okay? We would see that all over the Scripture. Jesus wept. There were times that Jesus got angry, he became frustrated, he got troubled, he was grieved, he groaned, he became indignant, he was in agony. All those emotions he expressed, but at the same time, there was joy in his life. You see, I want us to understand that the call to always be full of joy in the Lord is not about invalidating our emotions. Hindi yung i-deny natin yung nararamdaman natin. But it's about deciding to have joy even if we have all those emotions. It's not about invalidating our emotions. It's about deciding to have joy even if we have those emotions. No wonder when Paul was giving this exhortation, he gave it in the form of a command. Because I do believe God is commanding you and me to have joy even if we are going through difficult circumstances in life. Because it's not focused or not about our emotions, but it's about the decision that we are making in spite of those situations. Pangatlo, it's not focused on us, but focused on God. Not focused on us, but focused on God. The Scripture says, always be full of joy in, and then, what normally follows in such statements is the condition, the source, or the setup, okay, for that joy to be a reality. And the Bible says, always be full of joy in the Lord. Ibig sabihin nun, when you talk about this idea of having full of joy, it's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on our feelings or emotions. It's not even about us. It is always about being in the Lord. It's about God. No wonder it was said there, it is in the Lord. The focus is not us, the focus is God. Kaya nga ngayon, kailangan nating maintindihan, what does it mean, okay, to be in the Lord? Kasi sabi doon, always be full of joy in the Lord. So, in the remaining part of our preaching, let me talk about three truths about having joy in the Lord. three truths about having joy in the Lord. The first is positional joy. Can you say that? Positional joy. All right. We find joy when we know that we have God's favor because of our relationship with Him. We find joy when we know that we have God's favor because of our relationship with Him. Di ba nalala nyo nung bata pa tayo, pag sumasama tayo sa mga magulang natin sa grocery, tapos may push cart, di ba may trolley. Di ba pagka excited ka, yung gumagrab ka na lang ng kahit anong gusto mo, tapos nilalagay mo dun sa trolley ng nanay mo, yung nilalagay mo yung biskuit, yung mga chocolate, yung mga chips, yung mga lahat ng junk food na gusto mo, nilalagay mo lahat doon. Di ba? Yung iba doon, binibili ng magulang natin para sa atin. Yung iba doon, binabalik niya, hindi niya binibili para sa atin. And whether binibili niya yun para sa atin or hindi, it's always for our own good. Tama ba? But at the same time, we have that confidence na kahit anong hingin natin sa magulang natin, ibibigay nila at kayang-kaya nilang ibigay sa atin. You see, I'm saying that or I'm painting that picture because that's exactly the situation that we have with God. Because the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. The Bible says, we are loved. You are loved. If you are here and you're listening to this preaching, and maybe for the longest time you are looking for love, and you're trying to look for it from different sources, from your family, from friends, from people around you, but God says, you are loved. Okay? Yes, these people could love you, but even before they loved you, the Bible says God loved us. He loved us so much that He chose to adopt us into His family. We live in a culture, in a time when you talk about being adopted or being, yung, sa Tagalog po, yung pagiging ampon, sa, has a negative connotation. Yung parang ang pangit tingnan, it looks ugly. But when the Bible talks about adoption, it's a picture of beauty. Why? Because it talks about a decision to love someone. It's a hindi siya yung nagkataon lang. It's a deliberate decision, a conscious decision to love someone and to make that person part of the family. That's exactly what happened to us, the Bible says. Because God loved us, He adopted us to become part of His family through Jesus Christ. And now, since we are adopted, we now have the identity of being a child of God. And being a child of God gives us the position to believe God for great things, for breakthroughs, for blessings in our lives. Kaya nga sabi sa Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, says there, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Everything. Hindi pray for some things or pray for some selected things. No. Sabi dun, pray for everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. We can come to God. That's why we can have joy. In whatever situation we are going through, in whatever circumstance we are facing right now, we can call to God. We can ask for His help. God, rescue me. Rescue me dun sa hirap na pinagdadaanan ko ngayon. God, give me this blessing. I'm believing You for this blessing. Yung kaya nating mag-ask kay God ng, sabi nga nila, parang kapalmuks. Kapalmukha na yung pag-ask mo kay God. Why? Because we're His children. Hindi ba minsan ganun yung mga bata sa kanilang magulang? Parang hindi naman ito na-consider na maliit lang ang sweldo ko. Hindi ba nito na-consider na may pandemic ngayon kung makahingi? Parang kapalmuks. Pero ganun nga si God sa atin eh. God is giving us that position to ask Him. Okay? Because we are His children. And the good news is, He is God. He is the most powerful and He owns everything. He could grant it to us. May it be protection, may it be a blessing, may it be a favor that we could ask of Him. We can find joy when we know that we have God's favor because of our relationship with Him. In fact, it said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, it says there, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. The Bible says He will meet it, and according to His glory, to His riches. That's the God that we have. That's the joy that we have, a positional joy. That we find joy, that we can find joy when we know that we have God's favor because of our relationship with Him. Second truth that we want to understand about joy is purposeful joy. Purposeful joy. We find joy when we know that it is God's purpose we are accomplishing. We find joy when we know that it is God's purpose we are accomplishing. Di ba, minsan kapag nung estudyante pa tayo pa nag-aaral, hindi naman ganun ka full of joy yung ginagawa natin. Pero alam natin, kapag graduate na tayo, there would be fullness of joy. Kasi alam natin, na-meet na nung purpose ng pag-aaral natin, yung kung bakit tayo nag-aral, graduate na tayo. Sometimes we think that there's no, hindi ganun kadaling manligaw, medyo challenging, tama ba yung mga kalalakihan dito na naligaw na? Hindi ganun kadali. There are challenges. Sometimes we find ourselves not full of joy. Pero alam natin, there's fullness of joy kapag sinagot na tayo. Kapag tayo na, kapag may relationship na tayo sa nililigawan natin. Why? Kasi na-accomplish na yung purpose. Maybe for some of us, yung mga mami po sa nanonood that sa atin na nagbubuntis, we know that there are times that there's no fullness of joy kapag hirap ka na doon sa dinadala mong bata sa iyong sinapupunan kapag sumisipa yan sa loob ng tiyan mo. Pero alam natin na kapag naipanganak mo na yung baby, healthy, magandang-maganda, there's fullness of joy. Why? Kasi yung purpose ng challenges na dinaanan mo sa pagdadala ng bata, na-accomplish na. The same goes for the things that we are going through in this life. There are times that they are filled with challenges. But when we know that it's accomplishing a certain purpose, ay hindi lang yung purpose natin, kundi yung purpose ni God, there is joy. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, this is Paul talking to the church in Philippi. He said, "Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ." The Bible says in chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, "And I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear." He was saying, kahit pa nakakulong ako ngayon, kahit pa may pinagdadaanan ako, okay lang. Masaya ako dito. Why? Kasi it's advancing God's kingdom. The gospel is being preached. In fact, there are people who are preaching a different gospel or even nagpipreach sila dahil sa jealousy kay Paul. Pero ito yung sabi niya sa verse 18, "Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way. So I rejoice and I will continue to rejoice." He was saying, since the purpose of God is being accomplished, I can find joy in what's happening. I can find joy in my circumstance. Sometimes we have to realize that sometimes there's persecution in our family. Sometimes there are challenges that we're going through as a Christian, as a follower of God. But we have to understand that even at that, we can find joy. Even at that, we can find a reason to rejoice because it is fulfilling and accomplishing the purpose of God. And last truth that I want to share to all of us is the person of joy, who is none other than Jesus Himself. We find joy when we know that God is the only one who truly satisfies. We find joy when we know that God is the only one who truly satisfies. During the pandemic, I had so many friends who got married during the pandemic, pero in reality po, dahil kinasal sila during the pandemic, nabago lahat yung plano nila. Yung bonggang-bonggang na imagine nila na wedding setup nila, nagbagong lahat. Yung sobrang dami nilang guests na gustong imbitahin sa wedding nila, nagbagong lahat. So many details about their wedding was changed. In fact, some of them, pati yung date, nabago. Because they had to get married during the time of pandemic. Approaching the wedding day, pag tinanong mo sila, nalulungkot sila kasi hindi nasunod yung plano nilang wedding. But now, that they're all married, pag tinanong mo sila, they would say that they still have joy. Buti na lang kinasal pa rin sila. You know why? Because after getting married, they all realized that what makes the wedding or the marriage joyful is not because of the wedding details. It's not about the date. It's not about the number of guests that was able to attend their wedding. What makes it joyful is because they were married to their spouse. Na finally, nagkaroon na sila ng marriage nung gusto nilang mapangasawa for their makasama for the rest of their lives. And God is the one who honored it. It was because that relationship was finally sealed. And that's exactly the picture of joy that God wants us to have. It's the joy of having Jesus in our lives. In fact, what we would see in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, Paul was talking about the things that he has and what he doesn't have. But he has contentment in the midst of all those things. He said, I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live with almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Why? Because he knows what's more important. It's not about the material things that he has. This is what's important to him. Chapter 3, verse 8 says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage so that I could gain Christ. What he has is contentment because he knows that his greatest joy is having Jesus in his life. No wonder he said in chapter 1, verse 21, he said, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. His greatest gain, his greatest joy is having Christ in his life. A person of joy, Jesus. We find joy when we know that God is the only one who truly satisfies. When the Bible talks about always be full of joy in the Lord, we're saying, you find joy when we know that we have God's favor because of our relationship with Him. That we find joy when we know that it is God's purpose we are accomplishing. That we find joy when we know that God is the only one who satisfies. As I end, I want to read this quote from R.C. Sproul. He said it this way. He said, the key to the Christian's joy is its source, which is the Lord. If Christ is in me and I am in him, that relationship is not sometimes experienced. The Christian is always in the Lord, and the Lord is always in the Christian. And that is always a reason for joy. Even if the Christian cannot rejoice in his circumstances, if he finds himself passing through pain, sorrow, or grief, he still can rejoice in Christ. We rejoice in the Lord. And since He never leaves us or forsakes us, we can rejoice always. We can rejoice always. That is the message that God has for us. You and I, regardless of our situation, regardless of what we're going through, whatever challenges we are facing, whatever problem we are carrying right now, we can still have full of joy in Him. Not just for today, but always. Every day of our lives. So let me leave you with this thought before we pray. No matter what we are going through or will ever go through, we can experience true and authentic joy in Jesus our Lord. Let me repeat that. No matter what we are going through or will ever go through, we can experience true and authentic joy in Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. God, we thank you for indeed you are our greatest source of joy. Thank you, Father, for in spite of the situations and circumstances that we are facing every day in our lives, Lord God, we can still have true and authentic joy. And thank you, Father, that, Lord, that joy comes from you alone. That joy comes from the security that we have in our relationship with you. That joy comes from knowing that the efforts, the things that we're doing in this life is not in vain because it's honoring you. It's accomplishing your purpose in our lives. Lord, thank you. Thank you that we can have joy in you. And thank you, Father, that even today, for some of us who are challenged, for some of us who are battling different emotions, some of us are really sad, some of us are frustrated with the things happening around us. Thank you, Father, that in the midst of these emotions, Lord God, Lord, we can have joy. Lord, I even pray that you would allow this joy to be so real, to be so rich in our hearts that it would overwhelm all those emotions. I pray, Lord, that in the decisions that you would make on how we would relate to other people, how would we go about the direction of our lives, may it be based on the joy that we receive from you, not on the emotions that we are feeling as of the moment. Lord, I thank you, God, that this joy would be so real, that it would give us hope, that it would grant us peace, that it would grant us, Lord, motivation and drive to still go on with our lives, to give it our best, to honor you, to do things for you. Lord, I even thank you, God, that that joy, God, would be so real in our lives, that it would be contagious, that the people around us, even those who are being overwhelmed by the situations that they're facing, the problems that they are carrying, thank you, God, that that joy would be so real in our hearts na sila mismo, hindi lang sila makukurious doon sa joy na meron kami. Sila mismo, Lord, malilid namin sa'yo para makilala nila yung ultimate source ng joy sa buhay nila. Lord, I thank you for indeed your joy would overflow in our lives. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for two groups of people here before we end in prayer again. Maybe you are here and you're in a situation, a difficult situation, even a dire need, and you want to call on God's favor. The Bible says that through Jesus Christ, we are now children of God. Therefore, we have that access to Him. We can call on Him and be confident that according to His will, He would answer our plea, our request, our prayer. If that is you, would you lift that prayer to God right now? That is you. Just say, that's me. And pray this prayer with me. God, I thank you because I am your child through Jesus Christ. Right now, I'm asking for this blessing. I'm asking for this favor. I'm asking for this breakthrough. Lord, I believe and I trust your will. So if this aligns to your will, Lord, let it be done. Let it happen in my life. Today, I'm claiming it by faith. I receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Receive it by faith. God is releasing that by faith to all of you. I want to pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and you've been trying to look for joy in different sources, but you just know, hindi mo mahanap yung joy na hinahanap mo. Maybe you're looking from the wrong sources because that joy that you need can only be found in a relationship with Christ. And today, God is giving you that opportunity. God is speaking to you. My son, my daughter, would you surrender your life to the ultimate joy giver? Would you accept Jesus in your life? If that is you, let me lead you to a prayer. Just say, that's me, God. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for running after me so that I may have a relationship with you. I'm sorry for the sins that I have done. I'm sorry for hurting you, for doing those things that are wrong before you. But today, I receive your forgiveness. I acknowledge that I am forgiven because of your sacrifice on the cross. And today, I'm making a commitment to make you my Lord and Savior. And today, as I receive you in my life, I also welcome the joy that only comes from you. Thank you, God, for coming into my life. May I continually live this life full of joy because of you. This I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you made that decision, I want you to know that you made the best decision in your life. And I'm just excited for the life, the life that will be full of joy that you would experience because of Him. So, congratulations. Let us help you grow in your walk with God. So, if you made that decision, please reach out to us through this QR code and this contact number or even through this Facebook. Sabi mo lang, I accepted Jesus. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Okay? So, let me pray for all of us who are joining us in this video. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, you are the one who spoke to us today. Thank you, God, that indeed, because of your grace, we can experience joy every day of our lives. And thank you, God, that more than the joy that you're giving us, you're going to allow us to receive even more blessings so that we could be a blessing to other people. Lord, let us be a channel of your joy to other people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.